Hello, my dear children. How are you all today? Tell me something. How many of you have become brave like Krishna? I hope all of you have become brave and you are not scared of anything now. Today, we are going to do something different. We will sing a small prayer for Lord Krishna. So, my dearies, please close your eyes and fold your hands and let's start with the prayer. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Dear children, now you can put your hands down and slowly open your eyes. Do you know the meaning of this prayer? It means, I bow to Lord Krishna who lives in the hearts of all. Children, this prayer is very powerful. If you chant this every day, Lord Krishna will take away all the troubles from our life. So now, children, I have a question for you. Tell me, what is the birth anniversary of Lord Krishna called? Think, dear children. Think about it. I know you have the answer with you. Think. Perfect. Excellent job, children. The birth anniversary of Lord Krishna is called Janmashtami and it is celebrated throughout India with great enthusiasm in the month of August or the beginning of September. Today, I am going to tell you a story which will tell you more about the bravery and the supreme strength of Lord Krishna. So, children, the title for today's story is Lord Krishna and the Defeat of Serpent Kaliya. Dear children, as you know, Krishna was growing up in Gokul and he used to play with his friends in the forests of Gokul. One day, it so happened that Krishna and his friends were playing with a ball near the banks of the river Yamuna. Now, tell me, how many of you like to play with a ball? All of you? Right! All of us love to play with a ball, especially when we are children. So now what happened? While Krishna was playing with his friends, at the same time, at the house of Krishna, all the villagers had gathered for a meeting with Nand, as Nand Baba was the chief of the village. The villagers had a worried expression on their face. Do you know what had happened? So what happened was that a very, very poisonous snake called Kaliya, along with his wives, had started staying inside the water of River Yamuna. Water had now become poisonous and lots of domestic animals like cow, buffalo, goats had died due to the poison. It was becoming more and more difficult for the residents of Gokul because of the poison. And now they were worried for their own life. And this is what they were discussing with Nand. Now coming back to the place where Krishna was playing with his friends, the ball was thrown by Krishna's friend. And what did Krishna do? Krishna missed the ball. he was not able to catch the ball. And the ball went straight into River Yamuna. Seeing this, Krishna's friends became angry and one of them said to him, "You have missed the catch. Now go and get the ball from the river." Children, this had been said by Krishna's friend purely out of anger. But he did not actually mean it. But do you know what Lord Krishna did? Without hesitating, without waiting, he went and jumped into the poisonous waters of River Yamuna. As soon as Krishna's friends saw this, they all got very scared and they started yelling, calling out to Krishna, "Krishna, please come back. Our dear friend, please come back." But Krishna would not come back. Balram, the elder brother of Krishna, along with his friends, also got worried and they all ran back to inform Nand and Yashoda, the parents of Krishna. Meanwhile, inside the waters, Krishna was searching for the ball, and while searching for the ball, he reached the place where serpent Kaliya was sleeping. Serpent Kaliya, upon hearing the noise and the commotion going around him, immediately woke up. Kaliya had hundreds of snake hoods, and all of the snake hoods were emitting poison. The poison was so strong that the fumes of the poison could have instantly killed any normal human being in few seconds. But children, all of us know that Krishna was not an ordinary human being. So nothing happened to him. He kept on standing there. Kaliya got very angry upon seeing Krishna and he attacked Krishna and tried to kill him. But Krishna fought him with all his bravery, and whenever Kaliya tried to coil his body around Krishna's body in order to kill him and crush him, Krishna would hit on Kaliya's hoods with his feet. And since Krishna is the avatar of Lord Vishnu and he is the supreme power with all the strength, with every blow of his foot, Kaliya Nag started becoming weaker and weaker. And a time came when instead of poison, blood started coming out of Kaliya's mouth. And Kaliya felt helpless. He had now no strength left in him to fight with Krishna. Now, when Kaliya's wives saw that Lord Krishna had defeated Kaliya and he was about to kill Kaliya, they pleaded to Lord Krishna and one of them said, "Oh dear Lord, please do not kill our husband. If he is killed, we will have nobody to take care of us. Please forgive him. Please spare him." And with this, Kaliya also realized that this was no ordinary human being. He was God himself. And Kaliya also folded his hands and said to Lord Krishna, "My dear Lord, please forgive me. Do not kill me. I promise never to trouble the residents of Gokul again." Dear children, with this, Krishna took pity on Kaliya, and Kaliya the serpent returned Krishna safely back to the banks of River Yamuna. the entire village had gathered there, and they were all amazed to see Krishna dancing on the hood of this poisonous serpent. By now, all of the residents knew that Krishna is a god and not an ordinary human being. Hello, children. Are you all listening? Great. Then another question for you. My question is, tell me the names of Krishna's parents. Well, yes, their names were Nand and Yashoda. I am impressed, my dearies. That means you are all listening carefully. And that also means that you have learned that Lord Krishna was very brave and he had lots and lots of strength. And we also need to be brave, strong, and we also need to always help people in need. So, my dear children, this was the story for today. And very soon, I promise to be back with another interesting story to tell you more about the life of Lord Krishna. Bye for now, and we will be meeting soon in another episode of Storynama. Bye for now.